Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. Can you guys hear me clearly this morning? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I actually logged in a little bit earlier, and I did some testing with my son and his computer to make sure we had some updates last week. But then when I did Zoom, everything was a little bit like jacked up. But praise the Lord that I believe we got it under control. All righty, we are in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 this morning. So much to cover in this chapter, but I'm not going to go through every single one of these verses. They're just so deep, but it's wonderful how God has given us His Word to help us day to day. With all the different topics that I hear, they really make you think. I mean, they're making this old man think. You know, as I'm reading them, I say, huh, am I guilty of that? Or, I need to make sure that I put that into practice. So God's word is always speaking to us, no matter how young or how old we are. It's always fresh, fresh every day. Okay, so let us begin with a word of prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this is the day that you have made. Thank you for this hour, this time together. Father, I pray that you will speak to us, that it be you and not me, O Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for waking us up this morning. I pray for all my brothers and my sisters, Father God, that you would just bless them, that you would just encourage them with your word this morning, that you would just meet their needs, Father God. I thank you in advance, and I ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. You got to get that stretch, you know. Some of us have been awake for a while. I definitely have been awake. I've been up since about 2 o'clock this morning. So I'm an early riser, and so I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I had 2 cups of coffee, and like my son Jason will always say, Butella will always put you on the right track. So therefore, we're going to get going this morning. All right, Proverbs 27, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is wiggly, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger a tyrant, but who is able to stand before jealousy? 5. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kiss of an enemy are deceitful. A satisfied soul loves and the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter is sweet. 8. Like a bird that wanders from the nest is the man who wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of the man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. 10. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. 12. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. 13. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger
and hold in the pledge when he is surely for a seductress. 14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, will be counted a curse to him. A continual dripping on every rainy day and a continuous woman are alike. Wow. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grabs oil with his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of a friend. 18. Whoever keeps a fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on this on his master will be honored. As in water face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. 21. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued by what others say of him. 22. Though you grin a fool in a mortar with a pistol along and with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. 23. Be diligent to know the state of the flocks and attend to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generation. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, the lambs will be provided your clothing and the goats the price of a field. 27. You shall have enough goat milk for your food, for the food of your household and the nourishment of your maidservants. Amen, amen. All right. Stretch if you need to this morning. Praise the Lord. Again, you know, this Proverbs, you know, that has a lot of beautiful nuggets in there for every single one of them. And I'm just going to touch on a couple of them. And let's just start off right there in verse 1. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day it may bring. So in other words, tomorrow does not belong to us. You know, we never know what's ahead of us, you know, and unless we follow the Lord, unless God speaks to us, unless God is showing us something. So we shouldn't be concerned about tomorrow. In Matthew 6, 34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we as humans, you know, we're concerned what's going to happen. You know, am I going to have enough? If this is going to take place, or if you have an appointment, or if you're going to go see a lawyer, for instance, okay, you know, you got to go take care of a matter. You know, we may be concerned about tomorrow, but tomorrow has its own worries. That's what Scripture says, that tomorrow has its own worries, and that's found in the book of James, chapter 4. Verse 13 to 17, it talks about that tomorrow is going to take care of itself. But I look at it, and I say, okay, but today, what matters is today. How are we handling today? What are we going through today? Because the word of God says that today is the day of salvation. In other words, today is the day. And I'm supposed to, you know, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So God is speaking to us for today. And tomorrow will take care of itself. Tomorrow, you know, don't be worried about tomorrow, because then you're concerned about that. And a lot of times we just need to allow God to take care of our tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But we need to make sure that we focus on God, because if tomorrow, God's going to take care of it. And in Matthew 6:26, he talks about the birds, you know, the birds in the air, you know, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them, you know, and says, are you not more value than they are? Are you not more important to the Lord than the birds? So if God's going to take care of the birds, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care about tomorrow. The best thing that we can do is you know, allow tomorrow to come about and say, Lord, help me on this day to handle whatever comes forth. Help me to make right decisions, to speak the right things, you know, to declare the right things. And the Lord will provide, the Lord will make a way for us. In verse 2, it says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. In other words, don't be patting yourself in the back. you don't need to pat yourself in the back. Proverbs 25:27, it says, it is not good to eat much honey. So to seek one's own glory is not glory. You know, I have run into individuals that are constantly talking about themselves. You know, I did this, I did that. And you talk about politicians sometimes, you know, they're always talking about themselves, what they did, what they did. So they're always trying to, you know, bring glory, you know, and we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to be trying to praise ourselves, you know, or anything like that. We just need to be ourselves, you know, because self-praise not to praise. Yeah, I'd rather be praised by somebody else than by that. You know, this particular verse, you know, it just took me back. I don't know, sometimes I'm reading the word of God, and as I read the word of God, it just sends me back to a time in my life. And many years ago, while I was in the military, you know, I was deployed, I was away in school. I was gone for several weeks away from my home, away from my family, you know, and as I was away, you know, my supervisor was doing something for me, which I didn't even know anything about, you know, and he was preparing certain paperwork, you know, for a promotion, you know, for me. I didn't know anything. And at the day that I returned back from school and I went back to work, you know, he had me sign some paperwork, and I was saying, why is he having me sign paperwork? I never normally do this. Once I come back from, you know, from my deployment like that, but he had me sign some papers and they were part of that package that he was putting together for me, you know, and once he told me what were they for, you know, I was totally shocked, you know, that he was putting in that promotion for me. And I asked him, you know, why did he do this? Why was you, you know, why did you point me out? And he pretty much told me, he said, every time I come to the shop, you're always doing your part. So in other words, I was always working. I was always doing what I should be doing. You know, he also told me, he said, you lead, you know, by example. You know, the guys follow you, you know, it follows your steps. So, and I'm just being myself. But, you know, he pointed his eye, he said, you don't waste time. You're always busy, you know, so that told me, he said, we never know who's watching. We never know who's watching. And I don't have to praise myself. You know, I just have to be the best person I can. We just need to be the best people we can. And in time, you know, God will lift us up. In time, we will be acknowledged, you know, and that's beautiful to know that sooner or later, you know, God sees all. God sees all. So he sees the positive and he sees the negative. But talking about this particular verse, I don't have to praise myself. I just got to be myself. I tell everybody, I'm just pop. I do what I got to do. But you know what? I'm being me. I'm being myself. I'm not patting my own self on the back. I'm allowing God, if he wills, to bless me. In Colossians 3:23-24, he says, and whatever you do, do it wholly as unto the Lord and not unto man. So whatever we do it as unto the Lord. Like if God is watching us, and he is watching us, okay? But we do it as unto him, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. That's the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. You serve the Lord Christ. So God is going to acknowledge us. And that is beautiful. And for me, coming back and having this guy, you know, saying these things about me and having him
you know, give me the paperwork, which I was not expecting. I was expecting to come back and just be the regular worker as I always have been. But yet I didn't realize that when I came back, there was paperwork waiting for me to sign so that I can get promoted. That's God. That's God. We don't have to be claiming anything like that. We say, Lord, bless me, and you bless me when you want to bless me, Lord, help me. But be the best person that we are today. Be the best that we can be to today. You know, so in other words, so don't pray. We don't praise ourselves. God always acknowledges us. God is always faithful, and God always will come through for us. Another verse here that touched me is verse 17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the consonants of another. You know, it takes a strong file to put an edge, you know, on an axe or to sharpen at a blade or a knife. You know, it takes something hard, something rough to do that. And just like, you know, just like we need these tools to sharpen the blade, you know, sometimes, you know, we need strong people to be around us, people that are mature, people that have been there, done that, good leaders, you know, and as true leaders, you know, they will encourage us. They will encourage us to grow in wisdom and godliness. We need somebody to pat us in the back. That's why I like to encourage people. I like to whisper in their ear. I like to pat them in the back. I like to tell them, you can do this, because I'm gonna be your best cheerleader. Okay. I don't have no pom-poms, okay? I don't know where this is coming from, but I don't have no pom-poms or anything, but I'm gonna cheer you on, because God loves you. God loves you, and you deserve the best. You deserve the best. And God, you know, so we all need that particular person to come by our side and help us. And I'm the first one to raise my hand and say, God, if you feel to give me a word, if you feel like to praying for me, I'm going to be all right. Come on, bring it on. I want to receive that blessing. I want to receive that correction, because for me, correction is just sharpening me. It's making me stronger. It's making me aware of things that perhaps I was not aware of, you know. And sometimes, you know, we can say the wrong thing. We can say the wrong thing, but, you know, but we need to depend upon God, you know. So in other words, we need to have that fellowship, you know, engaging with others, especially those who are different or strong-minded individuals, we can become sharper, wiser, and better version of ourselves, and better version of ourselves, you know. So I remember me and my wife, you know, as we growing in our years together in marriage, that she will always tell me, you got to speak up for yourself. You got to make sure that you are heard. You got to make sure that you share what God has given to you. And believe me, I never liked to talk. Believe that. I didn't like to talk. I didn't like to share with people. I didn't like to get in front of people. I'll be the guy in the back seat. Okay. All the way in the back, all the way in the corner. And I'll be as quiet as a little mouse, not saying a word. And yet I had all this stuff built up in me that wanted to come out, and I was holding it back. And my wife kept telling me, my wife, she's the best cheerleader that I can ever have, because she was always saying, come on, you got to do this. And I said, but hon, I don't want to talk to that person. She says, you got to do it. You got to do it. And guess what? Once I got myself together and I went and I spoke to this person, I said, hey, this wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, they received me okay. And we talked and we had a good time. And then she would tell me, you see, but you got to take the first step. You got to take the first step. And that's how I came about, you know, because of the encouragement of my coach, my wife, my best friend, helping me along, encourage me. Sometimes we don't want to hear words. We don't want to be, come on. Or better yet, when I said something that I shouldn't have said, she'll be the first one to go like, you're going to have to go and apologize. You're going to have to go and fix the mess that you made. And I'll say, I don't want to do that. But then, you know what, by her pushing me, it made me stronger.
And that's how iron sharpens iron. And that's how we sharpen each other. I always tell, especially the guys, yeah, when they come to me, if you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask no questions. If you don't want to hear the truth, because I will tell you the truth. I will tell you what I see and what I believe is going on. And guess what? And I will tell you the truth. Because why? Because my job is not as much to be a friend, but as much to be an encourager, and one that will help you to see what's going on so that your eyes can be open, so that you can see, so that you can see and hear clearly, you know. So my goal is to get you there, But I want to get you there with love. I want to get you there with God's compassion and God's mercy. So if you got something to tell me, tell me. I'm not going to be offended. I'm going to take it all in. Good or bad, I'm going to take it all in. Why? Because it makes me a better person. And that's why, you know, we need each other. We need each other. You know, in Proverbs 27:6, it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, when I read this, I had to read it twice. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. So a friend will tell me the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes, come on now, let's be honest. Sometimes we don't want to hear the truth, because the truth might point out to an area in our life that we need help with, or an area in our lives that we need to surrender to the Lord, you know? So that's why it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, because a friend would do it in love, amen? A friend would do it in love, because I love you. Hear me out. I love you. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Why? Because you deserve that and more. You deserve the truth. And the word of God says, the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. And sometimes we as humans, we don't want to hear the truth. But the truth shall set you free. It says in Psalms 141:5, it says, the righteous strike me, it shall be kindness. And let him rebuke me, it shall be as an excellent oil. Excellent oil. That's a blessing. Let my head not refuse it. So if we have a friend that's coming to us and he wants to encourage us, you know, hear them out. Hear them out, because sometimes we need to hear that word. Sometimes we need to hear that word. And if you feel that the word is not for you, then surrender that to the Lord, okay? Surrender to the Lord, because I learned that people are also learning as I'm learning. As I'm growing, they are growing. And sometimes we make mistakes. And sometimes people may say something that they didn't mean to hurt us with it. They just mean to help us with it. Okay, so sometimes I gotta say, Lord, touch them, touch me, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know, and I move on. Why? Because I learned that I'm not going to stay thinking about something that's bothering me that much. I just surrender it to God. And when we surrender it to the Lord, he helps us. He helps us. Proverbs 3:11-12 says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Look at even God. I've got these 2 cents in here with this. He said, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor distaste his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son of whom he delights. Just as a parent, our Lord is also going to correct us. Come on now. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. Yeah, but we have to make sure that when the father points it out to us, when a friend may point it out to us, that we acknowledge that and that we go to the Lord and we surrender it to the Lord. And that's how we grow. That's how we grow. You know, if there's never no friction, the knife will never become sharp. The knife will always be dull. The axe will always be dull. But when you put that file on there and you rub it and you rub it, you actually get all those hard surfaces off. And that's what the word of God does for us. The word of God makes us more pliable. The word of God instructs us. The word of God speaks to us. And it shows us the way. And like I said earlier, sometimes, you know, when we're talking about being corrected, we don't want to be corrected. Come on. Let's be honest. Who wants to be corrected? I know that when I go to my granddaughter, my Alexandra, 4 years old, lost her grandpa, and she called me grandpa. You know, she does that to me all the time. She sounds like a hillbilly sometimes. And she calls me grandpa, and she loves me and everything else. But when she wants to get something done, she goes to the next level sometimes. It's just 4 years old. And I have to correct her. We have to correct her. Something that we don't want to do. But if we don't correct her now, when she becomes a teenager, she's not going to receive it then. But if we correct her now, when she gets older, she realizes that what grandpa wants, what mommy and daddy want, is for her best, is for her good, you know, and that's what we do. We need to make sure that we correct our children, and that if we are corrected, you know, let's receive it with the right attitude. Let's receive it with the right attitude, because you never know what God is trying to show you. We all went through freedom. Most of us that are here this morning, we all have gone to freedom. We know how that's all about. And when you go to freedom, it's not an easy thing, okay? It was a hard learning thing. It was a hard lesson for some of us, you know? And some of us are still going through some of these issues. But, you know, God made a way. God made a way. And it's to make a lot, it's to make us grow. It's to make us grow in Him. It says in Hebrews 12, 5 and 6, it says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. So whatever God is telling us, you know, I will say, let's take that in and let's surrender it to Him and say, Lord, what is it that I need to change? What is it that I need help in? What is it that I need to draw closer to you? Because God loves us and He wants the best for us. He's going to show us the way. In Hebrews 12, 6, it says, for whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. So again, the Lord is always trying to correct us. Why? Because we are hard-headed. Come on, let's be real. Sometimes we are hard-headed, and sometimes we don't learn the first time around. And that's why sometimes we go around the merry-go-round one more time. Why? Because we didn't learn the first time. You know, but God is still calling us. God is still showing us the way. And God is still calling out to us to turn to Him. You know, whom the Lord loves, He will correct. And this, you know, this could be done by studying the Word, because sometimes we can get corrected by just studying the Word. Just like we're reading all these Proverbs, all of this, man, and some of these things are hard. You know, when you read them, I go like, oh my gosh. How am I going to talk about this or talk about that? But it's a lot going on. But guess what? All of us that are here that are listening to me this morning, we have 41 people listening this morning. You know, all these verses might speak differently to all of you, you know. And some of you might, you can say, well, that one pertains to me. That one pertains to me. And you might have certain ones. And certain other ones may not pertain to you. But God is still speaking to all of us through His Word, through all of us through His Word. You know, so studying the Word of God is one way of us opening up our eyes to see areas that we can improve. You know, also by God bringing people into our lives, leadership, you know, cell groups that we are in. And as we are studying the Word, God reveals things to us that help us grow, that help correct us. And I'm just grateful that I had people around me that corrected me. Even now I have a couple of individuals who speak over me, and individuals that I talk to all the time, and they keep me in check. It's what you call accountability partner, okay? And there's certain individuals that they're my mentors, you know, and I have mentors. It's not only in Fusion Church, but also outside of Fusion Church and other churches. I have several friends that I know that I can reach out to them, and if I ask them a question, they'll come over and they'll share with me, and they'll counsel me. They will give me insight. that I may not have at the moment, depending upon what I'm going through. That's why we all need to have this relationship. That's why we all need to be open, you know, to what God wants to, what God wants to tell us. And I always tell one of my friends, he's me and him, I'm his mentor, he's my mentor. And we're about the same age and similar experiences that we have shared. But I know that if I call him, he'll be right there. And if he calls me, I'll be right there. Why? Because we were created that way. And whatever he tells me, I know that I don't have to even question that word. Why? Because we have developed this relationship with one another. So it's so important that we are involved, so important that we stay connected, so important that we have, you know, accountability partners, somebody that we can share with. You know, living a Christian life by yourself, you're living a Christian life of a lone wolf. A lone wolf in the wilderness does not survive. He doesn't have the pack around him or her to protect them, you know. But in a pack, you know, our wolves, you know, they are protected because you have protection all the way around. So that's why important that this morning, even though, you know, I got stuck in that one as iron sharpens iron the most, you know, it's important that we grow as we read the word of God. Allow God to speak to you. Hear the voice of the Lord when he speaks to you through somebody else, you know, because they're not there to hurt you. They're there to help you. They're there to motivate you. And if you come to me and you ask me a question, you're going to receive an answer. You may not like the answer at the time that when I speak to you, but it's going to be the answer that I feel that God is giving me to give you and to help you and to form you and to get you to where you want to be, you know. And again, God is so good in his word. God is so good. And there's so many other verses here that I could have gone into, but I got stuck in this street. And for me, I realized, oh my God, time is up. And even now, look, it's already 6:30. My goodness sakes, man, I feel like I've been talking just for 5 minutes and time has flown. But you know what, you know, an update, you know, I always give you updates on my wife, you know, we're doing good. You know, we had a couple of hiccups there, you know, and she's been dealing with some issues, you know, and retaining some water in her system, and the medication has been adjusted. And guess what? The water's going, you know, and that's a plus right there. You know, we were able to go up and down the steps one time all the way up, you know, and it was just like normally she would just have to take little breaks going up the steps. She was able to go up all the way up to a little tired when she got to, but it was like she just went up the steps. And I'm looking back and I'm always observing my wife because I'm there. I'm seeing it all. So I saw her as I got up to the top steps. I said, you know what you just did? You just went up every single one of these steps without stopping. That is breakthrough, okay? That is breakthrough. So God is healing her little by little. We were able to have a good day yesterday. We went errands together, a couple of errands together. And that was, you know, that was, whew. Normally it doesn't work that way. Normally it's just like I drive, she sits, stays in the car. I go out, do what I got to do, get back in the car. She was able to actually go out with me. You know, we even went to Boscow's. Come on now. You know, the family store, I guess, you know, and we were able to walk around and talk and, you know, like couples did, you know. So for me, you know, that's, I take every little piece as a miracle of God, every little piece, because I know what it is to have her and yet she cannot do anything and see the frustration in her face. But now, but to be able to be out there with her and be able to share with her. And we even went out and had a lunch together in a real life restaurant. You know what I mean? I just sit there and enjoy a meal together, you know, and she was good and not, you know. So again, I go, praise the Lord. That's why tomorrow does not belong to us, because God knows our tomorrow. And before yesterday came, the day before, you know, yesterday would have been tomorrow, you know, from the day before. And I wasn't concerned about that. I just, you know, take it one day at a time and say, Lord, this is what we're going to try to do today. And guess what? God has a way of working it all out. So that's a praise report that you was able, we were able to have spend some time, be able to go to some to the store, we'll be able to have a meal together. And that's praise, my brother and sisters. That's praise that I can say, Lord, I thank you. The beginning of many, that's why I look at it, the beginning of many, many to come. Because like I gotta keep telling you guys, I'm gonna get her to the beach this summer. You know, that's my goal, that's my desire, and she's gonna get there one way or another, but we're gonna get to the beach. She's gonna be able to enjoy that sand that she always likes to feel underneath her toes and hear the birds and hear the ocean, you know, and just at least for a little while, you know. So we're gonna get there. So again, you know, whatever it is that we're dealing with or going through today, you know, it's nothing that God cannot help you with. God's in control. God is making a way. He's making a way in us. I thank you. I thank you all for your prayers, for your support, because I know you guys are praying. I can feel your prayers, because guess what? When I'm down and out and I'm going through what my worse me, okay? You know, I'm going through something, you know, I always go back to the word, and that's when your prayers come in, because I can hear your prayers as I'm reading the word and God's speaking to me and God's telling me it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, you know. It's going to be, and I'm telling you today, it's going to be okay. It's going to get better. In due season, it's going to get better. So our next season is going to be better, because that's what I'm speaking for. That's what I'm declaring. It's going to get better because God is in control. I pray that you guys got something out of this word this morning. You know, let's be open to God's correction when he wants to correct us, because he does it with love. He does it with the love of a father, you know, and also with those who are around you, those that are your mentors and leaders that are helping you. You know, they're there for a reason. They're there for a reason, you know. So when they say something, don't take it personally. They just want to help you. So, and if you have something to tell me, go ahead and tell me. I don't care. Tell me. I'm going to receive whatever you have for me, because I know that it's going to come from love. You know, from love. So, you know, I will receive it. I will even receive it from Doug. You know, he's always hiding his face. You know what I mean? But he's the man. He's the man. He knows that he is one of the leaders that is there, that's always been there. And I want to be like him when I grow up, okay? I want to be just like him, you know, with all that energy that he has, and, you know, and everything else. So, you know, again, these are examples. Like Doug is an example for me, you know. And I look at him jumping up and down, and I say, you know what? I can do that. There it is. Yeah. And he got hair too. See, he got all that silver hair. Ooh. And that's a sign of being blessed. That's a sign of being there. That's a sign that you've been through some stuff. Well, I don't have no hair because I lost it when I went through the stuff. Okay. He still has it. But anyway, I love you all. Be blessed. Keep your focus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for this time that I was able to share with my brothers and sisters, Father. I pray your blessings upon them. I pray, oh Lord, your healing upon them, Father, whatever the need is. There's nothing too big, Father God, that you cannot handle, Father. There's nothing too small that is insignificant to you, Father, because you are concerned with every detail, Father, no matter how small or how big, about us, Father. So I pray that for my brothers and sisters, you would just bless them. Encourage them, meet their needs according to your riches and glory. I pray for the homes and the families, the marriages, Father God. I pray for unity, Father God, and I pray for your peace. Thank you for this day. Thank you for yesterday with my wife, Father God, with me and Cindy, we were able to have a good day, Father God. Thank you for that, Father God. And let me not forget to just praise you and thank you for all your blessings and all that you're doing. And for today, Father, thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for Freedom Friday. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Hugs and kisses to you all. We'll see each other soon. Have a blessed weekend. Keep your focus.
Keep your focus. The best is yet to come.